Hey goddess, welcome to Bella Brunch with Bella Gora, where we discuss important hair care topics and give you an inside look into our business and brand. I'm your host, Brianna Wilson. If this is your first time tuning into our podcast, I just want to say welcome. I am so happy you could stop by and listen in. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Bella Gora and email us any of your questions at hello@bellagora.com. As I mentioned, my name is Brianna, and I am the founder and CEO of Bella Gora. Bella Gora is a small batch, handmade luxury hair care brand, and you can check us out at bellagora.com, and all of our links will be in the podcast notes just to make it easier for you. So on today's podcast, we wanted to give you a brief overview of ingredients that you just won't find in our hair products and why. So grab your favorite drink and snack, and I'll grab mine, and we'll dive into this topic together. Cheers! So just to give you a brief background on Bella Gora, Bella Gora was created for women who feel like achieving and maintaining healthy, flourishing hair is just out of reach. It's like no matter how hard they try or what they do, their hair just always seems to plateau. Or maybe they suffer from setback after setback after setback. And so our mission with Bella Gora is to help women create a strong foundation for their hair while they navigate through the trials and errors of their hair journey. And there's sure to be some. Even me, 10 years in the natural hair game, I still go through trials and errors with my hair. And so Bella Gora is really like that foundational sidekick. Our products are formulated to help set the foundation for having healthy, growing, strong hair. And as a part of our mission, it's important to us that our formulas are as natural as possible, for them to be well-balanced and effective, but also gentle and safe enough for daily use. And so these are the things that we consider for all of our formulations. So what won't you find in our elixirs? So let's start with something that may come as a surprise. So for one, you will not find loose herbs or botanicals in any of our elixirs. And this may come as a shock to many people because a lot of brands, especially those with herb or botanical infused oils, will have loose rose petals, lavender, rosemary, or other herbs or botanicals in their product. And this is fine, don't get me wrong, but it's not always great for sensitive scalps, as they do tend to be a lot more potent. And then sometimes the loose herbs can get into your hair and scalp, which we personally just found a little bit annoying. So in the past, when I personally used oils, hair oils with loose herbs, my scalp would become itchy and irritated a lot more easily. And this just wasn't fun to deal with because I do have a sensitive scalp. And I kind of felt like it was pretty counterproductive, okay? I also didn't like having to pick herbs out of my hair. Now, to be fair, depending on the type and size of the herb or the botanical used, along with the proper nozzle, the particles can be largely avoided. But it's just not the route that we wanted to take for our gentle, balanced formulas. The next thing you won't find in our elixirs is potent essential oil ratios. Now, many hair care companies, especially handmade companies, use a 3-5% dilution ratio. And others, if I'm being honest, are probably using higher ratios than that because I've literally seen people just throw ingredients together without measuring and still choose to sell it, which I don't believe to be legal, and it's definitely not ethical or best practice, but that is a whole different story. Now, high essential oil ratios are typically only best and safe for acute issues or short periods of time. Bella Gora's elixirs are meant to be lifelong sidekicks that are, again, gentle enough for daily use. We wanted something that could be easily implemented into your hair regimen without having to worry about if you were using it too often or if you were using too much of it at a time or anything like that. You know, many people have developed hair breakage, red or white irritated patches on their scalp, bumps, or even scalp sores or chemical-like burns from using hair oils with poor ingredients and potent essential oil ratios. And I will even go as far as to say that many of the concoctions that are currently circulating around are just toxic, okay? And we just have to say, no thank you, okay? That's definitely not an issue that you will have to worry about with us. Bellagora actually uses around a 1% dilution ratio, which is the typical recommendation for people who have sensitive skin, when your goal is long-term or daily use, children over 12 years of age. You will find some sources that will say even younger, but 12 years of age, the elderly, and even pregnant women. And of course, you always want to check with your physician if you're pregnant, but this is the typical population that the 1% dilution ratio is recommended for. So again, gentle, safe, and effective. That's the goal, and that's what we always strive for. Now, this next one might also be a big, big shocker for many of you, and that is, drumroll please, rosemary extract or rosemary essential oil. Yeah. So many of you are probably thinking, what? Really? Yes. And I'll tell you why. So rosemary essential oil is a great ingredient, okay? It's been shown to even treat patchy hair loss, androgenetic alopecia, and even alopecia areata. Many people who use this ingredient in their hair products at the right ratio have demonstrated improvement in their hair loss. And this is great. And if you suffer from any of these conditions, then it may be a great option for you too. However, for me personally, it tends to cause excessive shedding anytime I use products that have rosemary as an ingredient. So I try to avoid it. So as the founder, I wanted to create and formulate products that I too would or can use. I want to be a product of my products, and so I do not put any ingredient that I would not personally use on my hair or scalp. And so rosemary oil is just one. Another is emu oil, same issue, excessive shedding. For some reason, they just don't agree with my scalp, and so I'm not gonna force it. And I've also heard from other goddesses that they have similar issues when using hair products with rosemary essential oil, with one even saying that it gave her a bald patch. So, with that being said, I am happy that we are able to provide alternative hair care products for women who may be just like me. Now, one thing that I think is important to note is that our elixirs are not marketed as a hair growth solution, but rather a healthy hair and length retention solution. So if you are wanting thicker, fuller, healthier hair that easily retains length and flourishes over the months and years to come, then our elixirs will be a perfect addition to your regimen. Now, as I mentioned, our two elixirs are Butterfly Tears and Butterfly Secrets. Our Butterfly Tears is applied directly to the scalp, and what it does is it provides the optimal scalp environment for healthy hair growth by keeping your scalp healthy, hydrated, and happy. It also helps promote thicker, fuller hair. Our Butterfly Secrets, on the other hand, is directly applied to the hair strands, and it's like the ultimate secret to length retention. It's going to strengthen your hair strands, reduce split ends, protect your hair from environmental stressors, and it's also going to provide some shine and luster, as well as help with frizz and flyaways that you may have. Another biggie that is not included in our elixirs are silicones. Now, silicones can definitely serve a purpose, such as protecting your strands when heat styling, but honestly, they have no business being in scalp oils and really are just an unnecessary addition to most hair oils. When you use effective, natural ingredients that give you real results, you don't need the artificial shine and fill that silicones temporarily provide, okay? You'll have real results that last, and that's what we want with Bellagora, real results. Not a facade. you will notice real changes in the health of your hair and scalp with our products, okay? And then lastly, you won't find any nasties or unnecessaries, and this list can get pretty long, but as we always say, there's no BS, no nasties or filler ingredients. So there's no drying alcohols, no fragrances. We use essential oils in our products, but we don't use them for fragrance. We use them to serve a specific purpose. So you will notice that our elixirs do have a scent, but we don't use essential oils as a fragrance, and we also don't use fragrance oils or anything like that. No parabens, no mineral oil or petroleum, phthalates, sulfates, synthetic colors or dyes, nothing like that in our products. We want our products to not only be all natural, but also non-toxic. And unfortunately, even hair care brands that promote themselves as all natural are still toxic for you. And so the primary issues with many of the ingredients that I just listed are that they can be drying to your hair, suspected to be carcinogenic and pose a cancer risk, or they can be skin irritants. And again, no thanks, right? So hopefully that gave you a little more insight into Bellagora and our products and why we don't use what we don't use. So thank you so much for joining me on another Bella Brunch episode. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something helpful along the way. Again, if you ever have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@bellagora.com, and I look forward to answering your questions. Bye, goddess!